This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Illinois legislature is back in session this week, and one of the bills under discussion would extend unemployment benefits for laid-off steelworkers in Granite City. Current law provides up to 26 weeks, and the proposal, which has made it through a legislative committee, would extend the benefit period to a full year. As St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports, the bill comes as many of the region's U.S. steel employees are doing whatever they can to make ends meet.
Bentley McIntyre has spent nearly two decades as a steelworker, including time around the blast furnace in Granite City. We met one morning last week at his home in the Metro East.
Good morning.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
How are you? Wayne Pratt from St. Louis Public Radio.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in, brother.
He's been at this home for about 12 years, and that includes going through the last steel mill idling in 2008, which he says came as a surprise to blast furnace workers.
That was a shock to everybody, you know what I mean? Because there was no record of them ever shutting down at all. And then fast forward and stuff like that until last year, you know, with everything and stuff that happened with them shutting down, definitely scared.
U.S. Steel started laying off Granite City workers last year. The company says an influx of cheaper foreign-produced steel combined with a downturn in the oil industry are the key reasons for the decision. Roughly 2,000 workers have been laid off. This has been much longer than the downtime in 2008, and McIntyre started looking for another job the same week his benefits ran out.
You're wanting to try to at least make what you're making unemployment-wise when you go looking for something. I mean, you can go and get a job anywhere, lesser pay. But that's not the object of what you're trying to focus on and stuff when you're out trying to keep your home, keep your vehicles, and maintain what you have.
He landed at Olin Corporation's plant in East Alton and considers himself fortunate to have a paycheck coming in. That's not the case for many of his coworkers, including one who lives just 10 minutes away in Mitchell, Illinois. Doug Byram is a maintenance mechanic who has spent 17 years at the steel mill. He shares a house with his wife, Ruth, and pictures of their children and grandchildren hanging on the walls.
Oh, there's our whole family right there. See the pumpkin? The orange?
Oh, right here.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the whole family.
For the Byrams, roots run deep in the region. The two grew up in the same neighborhood in which they now live, and relatives are close by. Doug is trying to find another job.
Now my age is getting there to where I guess that's why I'm not getting called.
Byram is 52.
There's just so many young kids out there nowadays trying to look for work, too.
He considered truck driving, but that would take him away from his home for extended periods. But it is getting to the point where he might have to take such an option.
Our insurance will actually be cut off at the end of the year because of our contractual agreement. I'll have to start paying for insurance, so then money goes even worse.
Byram says passing an unemployment benefits extension in Springfield should help, especially when it comes to keeping up with mortgage and truck payments. He had to buy a new vehicle recently after his wife was in an accident. She's doing okay, but her recovery continues, and so do costs associated with that. The financial struggle is a common theme with many in the rank and file. United Steelworkers Local 50 President Jason Chisholm recalls a recent conversation with a laid-off worker.
We broke into tears talking about it because they had come and repoed his vehicles, and he was trying to do everything he could to try to keep his vehicles. He's in the same situation with on the brink of losing his house. And that's just one example of a lot of situations we're dealing with here at the mill.
Although he's not in such a fix, finances are still tighter than usual for Bentley McIntyre, but he remains upbeat.
Try to stay positive about it. I mean, it's enough negative stuff that we have to deal with every day about it and stuff like that. And take it to the Lord.
U.S. Steel has not revealed any plans at this point to restart Granite City production, although McIntyre and Byram say they have heard rumblings about a possible resumption next year. Chisholm says there are indicators suggesting at least some production could resume in 2017. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.